we gone, now we not let you go. Oh, 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 oh. My love, I just feel so lost without you, boy. J-A-A-I, I'm yours, even if time has passed. Take me away from this impetuous world.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And this is a special week of Bound by Books because it's our Radio Magic Pledge Drive.
Yay!
And we want everyone listening out there to get on the phone right now and dial 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate and pledge your support to WGXC. We're in the pledge drive and we're trying to raise $15,000 to help keep the wonderful radio programming that is WGXC on the air.
So we can keep talking about books and all kinds of other stuff.
Yes. We're here every Monday talking about books.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of books and bookish things. And we've been a part of WGXC since the very start. Bound by Books was one of the first youth radio shows on WGXC. And WGXC has supported youth voices on the radio ever since they first came on the air. We're now celebrating the 7th anniversary of WGXC, so happy 7 years.
Yay!
And so so we hope everyone will call. Can you give the number, Amelia? Who want to make a donation, pledges of any amount are helpful. We're trying to raise $1,400 per day. And we would love for Bound by Books to try to raise $200 so you could help us reach our goal if you called.
Our number is 518-697-7400.
Yes, 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org. Should also check out the website. There's lots of great things you can find on there, including archives of old shows, calendar of events, a news feed. You can listen live. You can also listen to meetings being broadcast by community members from all over the area. So there's lots to see on there. You should definitely go and check it out while you're making your pledge donation. And we also have wonderful people standing by at the studio waiting for your call. So please do call 518-697-7400. You can make a single donation or you could also sign up to be a sustaining supporter by making a donation every month. And there's like a special potential perk, something you could win if you become a new member. Do you want to tell us about it, Emmy? Let's or Amelia, see. Sorry.
Let's see what some of these things are. We've got the WGXC tote bag for a minimum pledge of $35. Mm-hmm. And we've also got the WGXC logo bumper sticker for any level mm-hmm. of pledge.
How about for our sustaining donors?
Anyone who enrolls as a monthly sustaining supporter or increases an existing monthly donation during the Radio Magic Winter Pledge Drive will have their name entered into a raffle to win one of two public radio single station tuners tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM. The drawing will be held during the WGXC 7th anniversary celebration at Hilo Catskill on February 24th.
Mm-hmm. So not only do you support the radio station, but you get the element of suspense. Will you win the raffle
Ooh.
Or not? These things look really cool. And yes. let's face it, we all only listen to WGXC, so we only need that one single tuner.
True.
Yes.
So true.
So do call in and make your pledge, 518-697-7400 or wgxc.org/donate. Help us keep awesome community hands-on participatory radio on the air.
Yes.
I almost got the word participatory out.
Yeah. That's a difficult
word. Hard to
word.
Say. Participatory.
Hmm.
But yeah, so we're also here, in addition to helping with the pledge drive today, we're also here to talk about books, because that's what we do on the show. So did you have any books you wanted to talk about today?
I am currently on page 250, about that amount, in the last book of Young Elites. There are 350 pages. I only have 100 Ooh. Pages left, and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life after I finish this, because they are so good. They get, like, so much better after the first book.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Amelia will give us a little intro to the series, but I can tell from the series, even though I haven't read it, that it's one of those books where the last 100 pages, I can't believe you even put it down to come on the radio. It must be so intense and exciting.
I know. I was reading it on the way up here.
So can you tell our listeners what the series is about?
So the going all the way back to the first book seems like so long ago. It was one of our Battle of the Books things.
Mm-hmm.
Books, yes.
So we chose well.
Yes,
us
you
librarians,
did.
Every once so in a while, good. Come through for you.
Mm-hmm. And so in the beginning of the book, it starts out explaining that there was this blood fever, and the survivors of this fever were marked with, like, tattoo-like markings on their skin, or oddly colored hair and eyes. So they all have a kind of mark like this. And our main character, a girl named Adelina, was marked has with silver hair, and she also ended up losing one of her eyes to the fever.
So she looks really cool, because she probably
it does look pretty cool.
Beautiful silver hair.
But unfortunately, in this world, the marked are considered cursed.
Aww.
And so she runs away from home after her father tries to sell her, and the story continues from there with her discovering a secret society of marked people trying to overthrow the king and queen, who are kind of responsible for oppressing marked people. It's very it's interesting, and it gets so good. I talked to some people who read the first book, including my mother and Ingrid, and they all talk about how the first book was not their favorite, but it gets a lot better in the second and third books.
And you agree?
Yes, I do.
I'll have to read those some days. I have read a different book by Marie Lu, who wrote the Young Elite series, and it was also very good, so I trust her.
How cool. amazing would it be to get Marie Lu to come to the Hudson Book Festival?
Make it happen.
Maybe.
Yay. Well, before I talk a little bit about some books, just want to remind everyone listening out there, if you enjoy listening to youth radio, bookish radio, mm-hmm. community radio, or even if you don't like listening to our particular show, but you think it's important to have youth voices on the air or community voices, we hope you'll call in and make a pledge. 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate to help keep WGXC on the air.
Yes.
Yay. We're trying to reach $15,000 as our goal in the Winter Magic pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're hoping to do our part today, help raise some funds for the station.
Yes.
Okay. Call in. We got folks waiting. 518-697-7400. And so for me today, I wanted to talk not about a particular book that I read necessarily, but last week, the American Library Association had their annual conference, and at this conference every year, they announce the Youth Media Awards.
Ooh.
And I always get really, really pumped about these awards. I watch the webcast live, whether it's at like 8 in the morning, or this year it was 10 because it was mountain time. So I got to, you know, sleep normally. But it's always fun to see these wonderful books that I enjoy so much and that I know young people enjoy so much being honored. So I thought I could share some of the good news, some of the honors that were received.
Ooh.
So I'll start with, I won't name all of them. You can find these winners online as well. But if, like me, you enjoy a good picture book or know a young child who loves a good picture book, one of the big awards is the Caldecott Award, which is an award for illustrations in a book for children.
That sounds interesting.
And these are all, except for one award, they're all American awards. So it's not including books from other countries. But there is one category where it's books translated into English from another country. But the winner of the Caldecott was this lovely book called Wolf in the Snow, which I didn't write down the authors or illustrators for these, but some of them I might remember. But that's a very, very sweet book. I'm remembering correctly, I think it's a wordless picture book, which are really fun because you get to like, you can either just explore them and just enjoy them, or you can make up the words if you're reading them with a child or wanting to read them out loud. And it's a very sweet book. We do have it at the library, so if anyone wants to check it out, you can come on by and borrow it sometime. But then there were also some really wonderful honor books as well. Big Cat, Little Cat, which is a sweet book where there's, as you might guess, a big cat and a little cat.
I love books about cats.
And it shows, you know, the little cat sort of learning the ways from the big cat.
Kind of reminds me of those Frisky commercials with Dear Kitten. Those are cute.
Cute. there's also another honor Caldecott book is Crown and Ode to the Fresh Cut, which is about going to the barbershop and getting a nice do. It's very sweet, beautiful illustrations. Grand Canyon, which is an informational picture book that I read recently. It's really, the illustrator, I believe his name is Jason Chin, does beautiful picture books. Most of them are informational that I've read, at least. And this one kind of goes through the sort of the environment of the Grand Canyon, sort of the different, ecosystems, or
yeah,
and sort of the history of it. And it shows a parent and a child exploring the Grand Canyon together, and the child is learning about what they're seeing and what it means about the history of the area. And then there's sort of like the current day page, and then there's an imagination page where the kid is imagining the past, so the prehistoric past, so seeing like dinosaurs or when the Grand Canyon was underwater. So it's just really beautiful and an interesting way to
get information across.
And then there's a book called A Different Pond, which is about a memory of a father taking their child out early in the morning to go fishing, which as a person that doesn't fish, it didn't hit my heartstrings as much as it might someone else. But but especially if you're someone that, you know, enjoys that as a pastime with your family member, might hit the spot. So those were the Caldecott winners and honors. The Newbery winner was a book called Hello Universe, which I have not read yet, but I'm getting ready to. And the honors, one of them is a book called Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds, who's actually coming to the book fair this year. And he'll come up more in the next award. He got a lot of honors the other day. There's also a book called Piecing Me Together, which I believe is Renee Watson. And Crown and Ode to the Fresh Cut also got an honor for the Newbery, which the Newbery Award is for the written word, so for the author of a book for children. So in this case, there were picture books and chapter books that received honors.
That's cool.
And then probably the one that you would be most interested in, Amelia, is The Prince, which is geared towards young adults.
Ooh, yeah.
And the winner is a book called We Are Okay by Nina LaCour, which I haven't read before. I've heard great things about her, but I've never read her books, so I may have to check that one out. Two of the honor books I've read, one is Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds, who also won the Newbery. And it's a great book. It's a book in verse, and it's following a young man who has just lost somebody he cares about to gun violence, and is going through the process of deciding whether or not he's going to retaliate. And so it's following him in an elevator and going through that experience of him trying to decide what to do. Another one is The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas, which also is connected to gun violence, although in this case it's a young woman whose friend is shot by a police officer when they're pulled over by the cops. And it's about her experience and the follow-up to that and the sort of what goes on around her in the community and how she deals with that.
The title sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard of it.
It's a pretty big title. It was sort of one of the ones that was expected to do really well in those awards. It's one of the most, I've seen it on the most sort of best of the year lists for last year. And then two other honor books for The Prince. One is Vincent and Theo, the Van Gogh brothers, which is a book about the Van Gogh brothers, Vincent Van Gogh and his brother Theo, which I haven't read yet. I'm very interested in that because I find Vincent Van Gogh just really fascinating, and he and his brother had an interesting relationship. And then the other one I haven't read is Strange the Dreamer by Lainey Taylor, which seems like a book that was maybe most up your alley because I know you like some fantasy adventure.
I do love fantasy.
So I thought I could read the description for that one. And it's the first in a series too, and I know you like, when you find a good series, you like to dive in. So the description for Strange the Dreamer is, the dream chooses the dreamer, not the other way around, and Laszlo Strange, war orphan and junior librarian, yay, has always feared that his dream chose poorly. Since he was 5 years old, he's been obsessed with the mythic lost city of Weep. But it would take someone bolder than he to cross half the world in search of it. Then a stunning opportunity presents itself. In the person of a hero called the Godslayer and a band of legendary warriors, and he has to seize the chance or lose his dream forever. What happened in Weep 200 years ago to cut it off from the rest of the world? What exactly did the Godslayer slay that went by the name of God? And what is the mysterious problem he now seeks help in solving? The answers await in Weep, but so do more mysteries, including the blue-skinned goddess who appears in Laszlo's dreams. How did he dream her before he knew she existed? And if all the gods are dead, why does she seem so real? Welcome to Weep.
Blue skin things are my aesthetic, so that sounds really interesting.
That's
already.
That's your aesthetic. I love it.
Yes. But yeah. Avatar, Mystique.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Mystique. Cool. So those are just a handful of the awards that were given out. There's, you know, so many more awards. The Coretta Scott King Awards, Pura Belpre, Stonewall Book Awards, Schneider Family Book Awards. Lots of great awards. The one other one that I'll sort of give a shout out to is one that I'm usually not that interested in. But there's the Arbuthnot Honor Lecture Award, which is basically every year somebody's honored for their contributions to children's literature. And they will write a paper and present it at basically the next year's event. And because I don't attend this event, I never get to see the paper or hear the presentation. You know, it's nice to see people be honored, but this year the award went to Debbie Reese, who's a woman whose website I follow, and I follow her on social media. She has a website called, make sure I get the title right, American Indians and Children's Literature. And so she writes a lot about American Indians and children's literature, as well as doing reviews of books. And for me, I I've been very interested in reading about American Indian experience, and it's interesting because I don't know that much about the history and culture of American Indians. I don't have any real way of reading a book and knowing whether or not it's sort of a valid account of that experience. And so I really appreciate her site for helping point me in the direction of some good books that, you know, are written by people within those tribes, and that offer sort of good portrayals of these people who've been around, you know, the original Americans.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm curious. I'll have to now track down whether or not we can actually access these papers if we don't go to the lecture, because I would love to read it. Oh, and then there was one other one, actually, that I thought I could mention because she's been to the Hudson Children's Book Festival before. The Laura Ingalls Wilder Award went to Jacqueline Woodson, and that's another award that's honoring someone's contribution to children's literature. Ooh. So, yay, Jacqueline Woodson.
Yay.
Yay. I hope she comes back to the book festival sometime. She's great.
That would be cool.
Love her work. But yeah, so you should definitely check out the American Library Association Youth Media Awards for more lists of great books that were honored recently. Lots of good stuff out there. I was very excited to see all the books honored, all the authors and illustrators. Yay. But yeah, so we have a little bit of time left. We want to remind everyone listening that we are in the middle of the Radio Magic Pledge Drive. We hope we can convince you to call in and help us reach the station goal of $15,000 or our personal goal of $200 for the day.
Mm-hmm.
The number is
518-697-7400.
You can also donate online at wgxc.org/donate. And this funding that we're raising, the $15,000, is really nothing fancy. We're just trying to keep us on the air, pay our general operating expenses, you know, the tower fees, the, you know, costs for keeping the stations open.
That's right.
Yeah, basic stuff. And it's really important to keep this station going because we have so many great voices on the air, great music DJs as well. I know Amelia's dad has a show on the radio as well.
Yes.
What's his show like?
His show is very fun. He plays all kinds of music, all different genres in this one show sometimes. It's on Sundays. I know that.
And it's Izzy's
Afternoon Delight.
I couldn't remember if it was Afternoon Delight or Sunday Delight, because I knew it was Sunday Afternoon Delight.
I thought it was Sunday Delight for a while, too, but then I finally asked him, and it turns out I was wrong.
Yeah. I've had a lot of various experiences with radio stations in the past, and there were some where you could only play the hits.
Mm.
You were very limited in what you could play. There was a select list, and the DJ had very little control over what they could play. And then I've been to other radio stations where they weren't allowed to play the hits. They were only allowed to play other stuff because they were independent, so they couldn't play any of the, you know, big blockbuster stuff. And one of the things I actually really appreciate about WGXC is that for music DJs, they can play what they want. They can play popular songs. They can play, you know, they can just sing into the mic if they want, make a song on the spot. So I think that's really great, having the freedom to share.
That's very cool.
What you enjoy. And in our case, it's books, because we do love some good books.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. But yeah, so please call in, support this wonderful hands-on community radio station. Our little bookish radio show.
Yeah.
Youth voices on the air, like Amelia.
Yep.
And our other friends that have afternoon, after-school shows. And so yeah, we're going to sign off soon and hand it over to the afternoon show. But we'll give you those numbers one more time.
Those numbers are 518-697-7400.
Yeah, or online at wgxc.org/donate. Check out the website. Lots of stuff to see there. Go to the archives and do a search for Bound by Books and you'll find our past shows. You can catch up if you haven't heard in a while. But yeah, we hope everyone has a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Reads lots of good books. And we'll see ya next week.
Bye.
Bye. Happy reading.
Bang khol de ishq kabood sar pe sawar